On the sugya of brachos, and I wanted to explore briefly, both because it's very, very nogea to what we discussed in the last year, and because it is very halach lamaisa and a very interesting sugya that we'll discuss. We'll spend a little bit of seeing how the brachos of tefillin, and brachos of tefillin, we're going to be back dealing with brachos of tefillin, because when we discuss in Yetz Hashem tomorrow the differentiation between le and al, so tefillin is going to be very, very challenging, because tefillin has both a lehaniach tefillin and an al mitzvah tefillin, and again the Ashkenazi minhag, the Sephardi minhag. So let us get into tefillin and how that might fit in with our discussion last time. Last time we were bothered by the, and we'll get to it and I'll build it up. But the last time we were bothered by the issue of bris milah, and why is it that there's two brachas on one mitzvah? And again, Machlekes Friedman and Isaacson, but why is there, in my opinion, two birchas on mitzvah on one mitzvah? There's a bracha of lamul, there's a bracha of lachniso, and that seems to be very, very unusual. You don't find two brachas on one mitzvah, and as we'll see in a moment, yeah, but there might be others. There might be a few others, and tefillin might be one. So the Gemara tells us on daf lamed vav mat alef maseches menachos. The Gemara tells us a striking comment of Rav Chista: sach bein tefillah tefillah chozim avarech, sach in lo, sach lo. So a person talks in between putting on his tefillin, so he has to make, it has to be chozer umavarech. Chozer umavarech. What? Say again? Rav Chisda. Chozer umavarech. What does chozer umavarech seem to mean? You have to go back and bless again. You have to make the bracha again. Okay? If you talk yes, if you don't talk no. Shalta Rav Chia, what brachas do you make? Tfilon shal yad, you say laniyat, tfilon shal rosh on mitzvahs. Abai v'rav adam ha-tavar lo sach mevarech achas. Sach mevarech shtayim. And then the Gemara concludes that if you speak between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, you have an avera. And the Gemara references the halacha that those who are nervous because their sins have to leave warfare because they're nervous that they'll get killed in warfare. And this would be an example of that, someone who talks in between his tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Okay, so what are we talking about over here? So the major, major machlokes rishonim, Rashi, Rambam, Rif on the one hand, Tosfos, Rosh, Chachmei Ashkenaz on the other. So as I mentioned those rishonim, which one doesn't seem to fit?
Rashi
doesn't seem to fit. Rashi here is squarely in the camp of Chachmei Sfarad. And the way Rashi learns the Gemara, let's just see Rashi, because I think it's telling how Rashi learns it. My Rashi says, "Bein tefila tefila, bein shel yad shel rosh." You talked. So then you need to make chozer mavarech lehaniach. When do you make the bracha of lehaniach? The bishel yad you make lehaniach. And when do you make mitzvah tefillin? By shel rosh lo sach. Here's the key Rashi. If you did not talk, ein mavarech ella al shel yad bilvad. If you don't talk, then all you need is a single bracha on shel yad, which, where our Sephardi brethren, Leal, just help me out over here. How many brachas do you make typically in the morning on your tefillin? One bracha. What's the bracha? When do you make that bracha? Shel yad. And that covers you on your tefillin shel rosh as well. That reflects Shitas Rashi. Now, I know you don't do this, but if you were to talk between your tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, then what would happen? No, no, because it never happens. It never happens. Gabe, you talk to him in the film. Yes, what happens? What? Then, if you talk between film shel yad and film shel rosh, then you will make a bracha, another bracha, on your film shel rosh, and that's the bracha of al mitzvahs film. That's how Rashi learns. Another interesting Rashi over here. Look at Rashi, avera hibiyado. So if you talk, you have an avera, such that your chozer may orche melchama. Kedamim perak mashuach melchama. Hayar virach levav me averos shebiyadu. So you have to go back because of your averos shebiyadu. Back, I'm sorry, one back Rashi, one up. Sach bein tulat fila. Velo birech al shel rosh. Ela samach al brach rishona. Then Avera beyado vechozer me orchem ulchama. In other words, when are you chozer me orchem ulchama? When do you have an avera on your hands? If you are that Sephardi who talked between film shel yad and film shel rosh, and you did not make a new bracha on your what? On your tefillin shel rosh. Now you put on tefillin without a bracha. What? Say again. Okay, okay. So so that's the problem. The problem is they did not make a new bracha on the shel rosh, and now there's a separation. You put on the shel rosh without a bracha. So again, let's record Rashi. Rashi says again 2 points. Number one is how many brachas do you make on tefillin?
One
bracha on tefillin, bracha achas, ella im kain sach. And if you're a sach, then mevarech al mitzvahs on shel rosh, which is again the Sephardi custom. The Sephardi custom. And what is the avera biyado? Avera biyado im sach below birech. Okay. Which word in the Gemara is somewhat problematic? The word chozer is somewhat problematic. How is Rashi teaching the word chozer? Are you remaking a bracha? No. You're not remaking a bracha you already made. What are you doing? You're making a new bracha, and that's how Rashi will end up the language of chozer. Good. Take a look at Tosas now. Tosas, Divrei Masa, lo. So Tosas quotes Rashi. Yes.
Wait, according to Rashi, is it, if you made a second bracha, is it still a mamirah?
Again. A second bracha in what case?
If you talked, and then you made a second bracha, that's still an avera.
No. According to Rashi, it's not an avera.
Okay.
Meaning, yes, it's not an avera. It's not an avera.
So can I just tell you
when the Gemara says avera biyada the chozer of chamulchama? No, as we'll see in a second in Tosa. Yeah.
Then according to Rashi, there's no avera if you talk and make a new bracha.
There's no avera. Yes.
But so if you don't talk and you make two brachas, seemingly Rashi would say it's a bracha levatala.
I would say for sure.
So if Rashi's saying the second bracha is a bracha levatala if you don't talk, but the first bracha is not a bracha levatala if you do talk, how can he say both of those?
The first bracha is...
How can he say it's not
a bracha levatala? Why not? What's the answer to that question?
Because he's only talking after the first bracha.
Because it worked on the shaliyah.
So seemingly Rashi's okay with you saying a different bracha for shaliyah. So how yeah.
If you talk.
So if you don't talk,
yeah, you get two brachas. Why wouldn't you want to talk to
him? Because there's a law called the law of conservation of brachas. Because you're not going to make a bracha if you don't need to.
Lots of times on Shabbos, you don't need to say
Hamoitu,
but we do, and then we get the extra.
What do you mean? Okay. Back on track.
What's the deal with the most on Shabbos?
Back on track. Back, let's do. Saying another bracha, right. Repeating a bracha, correct. Okay, back to Tosas. Says Tosvos, lo sach. Pirish ba'kuntrus lo sach mevarech achaz bein shal yad bein shal rosh. Sach. One more time. Pirish ba'kuntrus lo sach mevarech achaz bein shal yad bein shal rosh. Sach mevarech shtayim. Meaning what? What is mevarech shtayim? Colon. You make a total of two brachos, not three, two. Lahaniach. Tefillin shel yad, ve'al mitzvahs betefillin shel rosh. That shitas Rashi. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam pireish, lo sach, if you did not speak, mevarech achas, l'shel rosh, mevarech amitzvahs tefillin, shezuhi berchaso. Sach, mevarech shtayim, l'shel rosh, lehaniach, ve'al mitzvahs. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how many brachos are there on mitzvahs tefillin?
Two.
There are a total of two brachos. There's a bracha on the shel yad, lahaniach. There's a bracha on the shel rosh, al mitzvahs. Sach, if you talk between shel yad and shel rosh, what's the halacha? Chozer u'mevarech. What does chozer mevarech mean?
Shall you add again?
You go back and make the bracha that you already made. Dahainu? You make your lahaniach again.
On what?
On the shel rosh. On the shel rosh. Oh. And therefore, how many brachas are you making before you put on your shel rosh?
No. Three.
I know, but before the shel rosh, how many are you making?
Two.
You made a lahaniach. Now you talked. Now you're putting on your saros again. How many brachos are now you making going forward? Two brachos, lahaniach, your chozeron, plus your standard amitzas. In other words, just in taichin the Gemara, just in a simple pshat of the Gemara, how do we understand this statement? Sach bein tfila letfila chozer mavarech. So, and according to the Rashi, according to Rashi, what is the totality of brachos that lechatchila we make on tefillin? One. If you're sach, then you will make another one to cover your what? Your mitzvahs shel rosh. According to Tosis, what's the totality of brachos you're supposed to make?
Two.
And when it says chozer, is the amitzas ever at stake in play? No, you're always making amitzas. That's the bracha on the shalrosh. What you have to go back on? What do you do again? You're going to make a
lamia.
So let's spend a minute or two on Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, is lehaniach a bracha that is chal on your shel rosh?
Absolutely.
Does your lehaniach go on your shel rosh?
Absolutely.
I am flummoxed. This is my 8-year-old daughter can answer this question. I'll say it again.
No.
Don't speak unless you're going to say yes. Okay? I'll say it again. Does, according to Rabbeinu Tam, does lehaniach also go on your shel rosh? The answer is yes. For sure. How do I know that? Because if I'm sach, what have I done now? I've created a hefsek between my lehaniach and my shel rosh. How do I cure that hefsek? I make another lehaniach. Meaning, when I, Ashkenazi, put on my tefillin and I make a lehaniach on my shel yad, did I just say an absolutely true statement?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Not absolutely true.
It's only
I make a lehaniach on my shel yad and my shel rosh. The haraya that if I was sach, I have to go back and... Does my shel yad need a lehaniach?
No.
No, why?
Because I already got it.
Because I didn't talk with you my lehaniach and my shel yad, but my shel rosh needs a new lehaniach. Because the bracha lehaniach is going on... Both. So far, so good?
Yes.
So far, so good? I mean, this
Rashi
is...
Going on both also.
What?
According to
Rashi, it's also going on both. Correct. Lahaniach is going on both. So much so that I don't need it. I don't need an al mitzvahs on my shel rosh. But if I spoke, then what do I need? Then I need a... Then I need a bracha on my shel rosh. Now, you'll ask me a question. Why did I flip the nusach? Why is the nusach al mitzvahs and not lahaniach when I go back and make the new bracha according to Rashi and the shel rosh? That's an excellent question. I'm going to make a note over here. Lama l'Rashi al mitzvahs when it comes to a bracha just on the tefillin shel rosh. That's a good question. I'll come back to it. Okay, are we good so far? Now let me just prove this point to you. Take a look, please, at the Mechaber.
Rashi never says you need them. It's just, only if you spoke.
If you spoke. So we're asking the question. The question is being asked. Why then are we flipping from Lehaniah to our mitzvahs? Look at the Mechaber. 8D. This is a Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tefillin Simin Chavav Halacha Beis. Take a look. Im Eino Maniach Ela Shel Rosh Bilvat. You find yourself in shul, you put your hands in your tefillin bag, and lo and behold, much to your dismay and consternation, all you find is a tefillin shel rosh, no tefillin shel yad. You search, you can't find. What are you to do, says the Mechaber? Mivarech aleha al mitzvah tefillin bilvad. Levad. You make one bracha. What bracha do you make?
Al
mitzvah tefillin. Great. Makes perfect sense. Al mitzvah tefillin makes perfect sense.
Not according to
Torah. Before. Look at the Ramah. Uleditan. According to Minhag Ashkenaz, de noagim levarech bechol yom. Stay brachos. We always make two brachos. Mivarech. Al sel rosh levad. Stay brachos. Wow. See, just putting on a sel rosh, how many brachos do you make?
Two.
You make two brachos. L'aniach and? What does that tell you? Loud and clear, it jumps off the page. That the bracha l'aniach is also on a sel rosh. And there we just put on a sel rosh. You need a bracha l'aniach. And you need a bracha of al mitzvahs. I said that's the Rambam. Then he quotes the Rambam. Uleditan is the Rambam. The Haggah. Okay. Now, if you look at the other Shulchan Aruch that I put down for you, so just look at C, just again to get this halacha. So again, the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Aser lahafsik bedibur bein filos shal yadot filos shal rosh. You're not going to talk in the middle. Vim hifsik mivarech al shel rosh al mitzvah tefil. Who she does that? That she does Rash, it's also the Rambam, that's also the Rif. Haga, uleditan. De noagim levarek ste brachos. So, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, we make two brachos. Afim lo hifsik. So then, sarek levarek al shel rosh lehaniach and gam al mitzvahs. And that is the psak of Minhag Ashkenaz. So far, so good. What obvious additional question jumps off the page? I'll give you a hint. Tefillin shel rosh. Yeah. I need a little better than that. It's Dr. Rabbi Lowe.
Why does it need two brachas?
Yes! Why does tefillin shel rosh need two brachos? And even when I am, according to whose minhag? According to Minhag Ashkenaz. Even when I'm making, every day I got my shel yad and shel rosh, I ask the question, how many brachos are going on in the shel yad?
One.
How many brachos are going on in the shel rosh?
Two.
Why in the world do I need two brachos and shel rosh? And the best raya that I have two brachos and shel rosh is, if I'm only putting on a shel rosh, what's the halacha?
Two
brachos. Why in the world are there two brachos on the shel rosh? You're not going
to
answer this question.
I know, I'm going to ask another question. Go ahead. According to Minhag Ashkenaz, if you only have a shel yad, do you still say two brachos?
If you only have a shel yad, that's a good question. I like it.
Why would you make a
fill in shel yad, you only have one of them. What bracha would you make? I would be, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, but I would tell you, Kenny, it's a great question. How many brachos did you make?
One.
You make, it isn't Shulchan Aruch?
Just
Laniach. Laniach shel yad, levad, mevarek laniach levad.
Every day we say two, so clearly we don't.
No. So you only make one bracha. If you only had a shel yad, now why does this make sense? I mean, I'm not saying it makes sense, but why is it, at least based on the data we have, every single day when I put on two sets of tefillin, shel yad and shel rosh, how many brachos am I make on the shel yad?
Two.
On the shel yad, one. On the shel rosh, two. So therefore, if I only have one shel yad, I'll make one brach on the shel yad. Makes perfect sense, but why should that be? Good. No answers. No, not yet. I am building. Take a look, please. Yes.
Is it a sech of al mitzvahs asher kedushanu?
Yes. Oh, you're sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't talk in between Shalyan and Shalyan. No. Okay. Good. Where am I? Okay. Look at the Bir Hagra. Now, let me just get this down. Is the Gra in the Ashkenazi tradition or in the Sephardic tradition? Absolutely Ashkenazi tradition. However, the Gra was very, very independent. Meaning he looked at a sugya, and he went where the sugya took him. So you look at the Bir HaGra over here. And the Bira Gra plays a big deal. He says, he quotes, he's on the Ramah. The Ramah, the Yesh Omrim in Simin Chav He Halacha He. Again, that was the first halacha we didn't read, but the Ramah says over there that you make two brachos on Shal Yad one and Shal Rosh another. And he says, and if you talk, then you make two brachos on your Shal Rosh. And he says as follows. L'perish Tosas Shom, this is according to Tosas. The Ramah is like Tosas. V'tali b'chilof ha-girsa del girsa asfram shalanu chozer ha-mavarech. And if you say chozer, that means what are you saying again? You're saying la-niach again, which is the girsa that we have, and that works very well with the girsa satos. El kapir satos, the my park, my mishanik, etc., etc. And then he says, according to the girsas harif, v'rambam, lo goris chozer umavarech. It doesn't say chozer. It says mevarech. You make a new bracha. Keperis Rashi. And how does the Gra paskin? Ironically, Vidas Rashi, Virif, Virambam Ikar. I hold, says the Gra, like Rif, Rashi, Rambam. And so the Rashba say, and the Gear says, the Logaris Chozer. And then the Gra makes three claims. Tosefta 1, Tosefta 2, and Svar. Tosefta 1, I underlined it for you. The Ot Kasha, Beraya Muchrachas, from a Tosefta in Brachos. Listen to the Lashna Tosefta. Kishuhu Manichan Omer Asher Kitshanu Lamiach Tefillin. What's his raya from Tosefta 1?
Manichan.
What?
Manichan.
Explain.
It's plural. Yes.
Plural. When you put them on, how many brachas do you make?
One.
Make one bracha lamiach. Whose minik is that?
Svari.
Yafe. Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. At both sides, some of you were asking me in Seder, how many mitzvahs is Tefillin? So if you look at the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvos, in his 613, he knows, let's say you have one and not the other. What do? You put on one without the other. Let's say you don't have an Esro, but you have the other three Minim. Will you shake three out of four? Absolutely not. Why? Because if they're Ma'akev, then how many mitzvahs is it?
One.
But Tefillin is not Ma'akev, and therefore how many mitzvahs is it?
Two.
Can you make one bracha on two mitzvahs?
No.
So says the Tosefta, no problem.
What?
No problem. No problem.
No problem.
No problem. It's no problem. Look inside. The old Koshami Tosefta Perakanal Gabe Birchas Chumos and Maestros. Tonight is Tu B'Shvat.
It's
Mitzvos Atluyos Ba'aretz. So when you're chuma, being mafresh chuma is a mitzvah, yes? Maaser rishon to the Levi, separate mitzvah, yes? Maaser sheni, eating in Yerushalayim, separate mitzvah, yes? Maaser ani to the anim and non-maaser sheni, a separate mitzvah, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're going to be mafresh chuma and maasers, as I do every week or two, as I pluck my delectable scrumptious oranges, which you all have tasted and loved. Peros ha'aretz are the sweetest. Nothing sweeter than peros ha'aretz. Anyway, what bracha did I make? Look at this. Look at this. The Tosefta says, "Hoye mahalik la'avet shumus ma'isos mevorek bracha achas lekein paska ramba hilchos ma'isos halacha tetzayin shim hifrish." Meiser, utrumas meiser, umeiser oni, umeiser shem vasachas, velo sach beneim. You're going to do all those hafrashos without speaking in between. Mivarech bracha achas. One bracha will carry the day. Ve'im. Hifsik. If you're mafsik, you're smoozing in between your hafrashos trumos and your hafrashos meiser shemi, then you got to make a new bracha. But if you're not mafsik, one bracha carries the day. Vechem pasatul shechonot, arach. bracha achas. Please sit. Shalom aleichem. Very nice. Okay, fantastic. Welcome. So one bracha carries the day. And no one argues on this. This is halacha psuka. No hefsek. One bracha. So how many brachas should we make on tefillin? One bracha. Law of conservation of brachas. Why are we going to go ahead and make excessive brachas? Says the Vilna Gaon, the Sfaradim have it exactly right. And then he piles on. Holy smokes. The Ode! Heyach Tesik Adait and Lavarish, stay brachos, Al Shel Rosh, Kishasach Beneim. Akash Shel Yad, Farmuna, Vakain Kishaino Elat Filin Shel Rosh. Heyach Yomer, Beis Palm, it's even on Mitzvah Achas. What, if you put on 10 taluses, 10 pair of tzitzis, at once, you're going to go, Rav Scheinberg used to wear 100 pair of tzitzis. How many brachas would you make? Make one bracha. One bracha on all of them. So why over here all of a sudden are you making multiple brachos when you're doing the mitzvah bezeh achar zeh, without a hefsek? Doesn't make any sense. Vitzarech ian gan. That is the scathing attack of the Vilna Gaon on Minhag Ashkenaz. I want to add one more point. Gentlemen, take a look at the sheet that I gave you. Lamed Hey Amid Beis, bottom of the page. Lamed Hey Amid Beis, bottom of the page. So what's our general in brachos? When do you make the bracha? Over l'asiyas. You make the bracha before the asiyas amitzvah. So when is that? So the Gemara says as follows, bottom of the page, about five lines from where Tfilin me'ema sai mevarech aleim. When do you make the bracha on tfilin? Mishas hanachasan. When you lay the tfilin. Look at the Gemara's question. Really? V'amra v'idom ha-shmuel, kol meitzis kol namar varech aleim, over l'asiyasan. When do you make the bracha? When you... Before you put the tefillin on. Look at Rashi, third to last line. Memes ha-mevarcha mishas ha-nachasam mashma la'achar shi'nichan. The Gemara's a havmina. When should you make the bracha?
After.
What's the Gemara's answer to that havmina? How can you make the bracha when? After you need to make the brachos when? Over la'siyas. So the Gemara answers, Abay ve'd rovet, Omer tarvay, mishas ha-nacha ve'ad shas k'shir. So when must you make the bracha? From the point of, literally, hanacha, how do you translate hanacha? Placing until the point of kshira time. So first of all, another question, we got the Gruz trilogy of questions. I'm going to add another question. What is the havamina of the Gemara? The Gemara is a havamina. When should you make the bracha on tefillin?
After you put it on.
After you put the tefillin on. The Gemara says, no, you can't. Ovelasiyas. What? What in the world is the havmina? Ovelasiyas is the ABCs of inyanei tefillin. ABCs of inyanei tefillin. And as such, how can we go ahead and make the bracha when? Afterwards. Doesn't make any sense. Tzarech Ian. Tzarech Ian. What's the havmina?
The mitzvah is shatam.
Furthermore, Mr. Strom, furthermore. Okay, so when do we make the bracha? It's a major, major machlokas rishon. Rabbeinu Eliyo, one of the Bali Atosvos, says, you know when you make the bracha? Right before, listen to the words, you tie the tefillin. Right before you tie the tefillin. I'm going to say it again. Tie the tefillin. How many of you tied your tefillin this morning? Now, I said tie your tefillin, because after all, the Torah says, uksharta. According to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, every single morning the Maisa Mitzvah is to tie the tefillin, to be kosher the tefillin. When I say tie, I mean tie. That's the pasuk says. And he brings raya's to that effect. Raya's to that effect.
It's not the nusach of the bracha.
It's not.
So how come?
That's good. Good. That's good. Hold on. Good. Good point. Excellent point. Tosfos says no. It's not what it means. Tying doesn't mean here tying. It means fastening. Lehadik. So from the time you place the tefillin to the point that you tighten it, that's when your bracha should be made. When you are mehadik the tefillin, the Gemara says ukshatam, it doesn't mean ukshatam, it means lehadik. Mishas, up until the point of hiduk. That's shita number two. 1 second. You know what Tosa says he likes the approach? Tosa says, what's his preferred approach? He likes a compromise. Very interesting. When it comes to tefillin shel yad, he subscribes to Rabbeinu Eliyahu. And what do you have to do? Every day, you have to tie your tefillin. When it comes to tefillin shel rosh, what do you have to do? The bracha is made when you are, when you fasten it to your head. That's enough. Interesting split. Interesting split. And that's what Tulsa says. That's what I think is the right answer. Compromise. Himarshach. If the mitzvah is uksharatem, then do it by the head, the Rosh Rosh also. If the mitzvah just requires fastening, do it just by, then do it by the shayat also. What exactly is the compromise? And here begins the shir. Shir starts now. You know what the compromise is? It's a pasuk in Chumash. You say it many times a day. Ukshartem la'os al yodecha v'hayu le'totafos beninech. The mitzvah of tefillin is ukshartem. The mitzvah shel yad, ukshartem. And therefore you have to tie. What's the mitzvah of shel rosh? V'hayu le'totafos beninech. They shall
be.
Be. Both sides did Rashi. Sorry, did Tosfos know how to learn?
Yeah, it depends.
No, it doesn't depend. Did Tosfos know how to learn?
I hope so.
Tosfos knew how to learn. Are the Ashkenazim totally out to lunch?
Yes.
The Gra seemingly excoriated the Minhag Ashkenaz. Raya after raya after raya. How can you make two brachos on one mitzvah? Hafrashas Trumas and Maithros indicates crystal clear that you can go ahead and make one bracha and then fulfill a series of related mitzvahs. If it worked for Hafrashas Trumas and Maithros, why should it not work for mitzvahs? Now, I'm ready for suggestions. Gabriel?
Maybe a long shot.
No, I don't want long shots.
Is it impossible?
Nah! Max.
So it could be that sense of two separate mitzvahs, therefore you have two separate problems. I could be a little...
Shmuel Yaakov, no? You don't want to... Okay, I'm going to call on the kids who have their parents here first. Okay, Netani! No! Yeah!
Denny says I'm wrong, but I don't do it anyway. Could there be a chalos after, like, going according to the route? So, like you said, by you, tothafos, Einacha is the chalos, and then and lahaniach is the mitzvah. So the second bracha.
Okay, very good. Let me explain what Nachi is suggesting. Rabosa, what did we say? What was our lumdus that we said by the mitzvah of Bris Milah? Bris Milah has a maisa mitzvah, and then there is a chalos mitzvah. What's the maisa mitzvah? Milah. What's the chalos mitzvah? Then now he is no longer an arel, he is now a nimo. When you have a divergence between a maisa mitzvah and a chalos, you can have multiple brachos. Rabosai, when it comes to the tefillin shel rosh, is there a maisa mitzvah? Is there a maisa mitzvah? There is. The mitzvah is lahaniach tefillin. Does the bracha of lahaniach chal on the shel rosh? Absolutely. But after, now you are adorned in tefillin. You're adorned in tefillin shalrosh. Being adorned in tefillin shalrosh is actually a brand new chalos. You are now adorned in a, you have a state called the hayu l'totafos. Notice what's the mitzvah. The hayu, what does the hayu mean? It's a state of being. It's not a maisa mitzvah. It's a state of being. The hayu l'totafos beninecha. One second. Down. The Gruss said, when is it that many, one bracha can cover many maisa mitzvah? When the maisa mitzvah, it's the same pa'ula. It's all the same pa'ula. What is the pa'ula of hafras chumas and maizros? What's the pa'ula? What's the, it's hafrasha. Okay, so is this hafrasha, that hafrasha, all separation. What is, when it comes to tefillin, there are, if you will, two separate and distinct kiyumim. There's a kiyum of a maisa lahaniach that absorbs the bracha lahaniach. Then there's a kiyum of the hayu l'totavos being adorned in tefillin, and that requires, if you only have a tefillin shalros, what do? You make two brachos to reflect those two ideas. Someone asked me, I don't remember what I wrote over here, but why by tefillin shalyad? Is there only one bracha if you have only one tefillin shel yad? The answer is because there is no chalos of the hayu l'totafos bein einecha. Take a look, please. Source 11, 12, 13. Source 11, 12, 13 in brackets. 11, 12, 13 in brackets. 11, 12, 13 brackets. Gemara Menachas Lamehema Beis. Viro kol ame ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha. Goyim will see you and will be afraid of you. They'll have fear from you because Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. Because the name of God is on you. What does that mean? Look at this. Rabbi Elazar Gadol Omer, Elu Tefillin. Notice what he said. He didn't say Tefillin Shebiyad. He says Tefillin She Barosh. Next Gemara. Rashana Yudzayim et Al. Post She Yisrael Begufan, my Ninu. Who are Post Yisrael Begufan? Karkafta. What is a karkafta? A skull. The lo monach tefillin. A skull, the lo monach tefillin. And the Torah goes into, the Torah says, every single morning based on his father's psak, the Rosh's psak. When do you go ahead? The Rosh's psak was when you open your eyes in the morning, what bracha do you make? Pokeh chivin. When your alarm goes off, what bracha do you make? No, sin lasek vina. When you straighten out of your bed, what bracha do you make? Zoke kufufim. When you put on tefillin, what bracha do you make? I'll make the bracha. Oter Yisrael betifara. But the tefillin that is the pe'er, the tiferes, is which tefillin? Is the tefillin shel rosh. That's the crown. The crown tefillin. That's your sitz. That is your crown. And as such, there's a status that emerges on you. By the way, tefillin shel yad, where do we, what do we do with tefillin shel yad? It's covered up. Tefillin shel rosh, is revealed reflecting this halos, rabosai. There was a havamina the Gemara had. When should you make the bracha on tefillin? Gemara says, Mishas, Hanachasan, and the havamina was, even after you already put it on. What's the havamina? Why make a bracha? The answer is, if it's a bracha of what? Hanachalos. Then you can make it afterwards, and it's a good havamina, but not for tefillin shoyad. Tefillin shoyad is uksart, and that's the maisa mitzvah. Tefillin shorosh, which is v'ahoyu l'totafos be'inecha, that reflects this idea. And therefore, what I want to just say, and with, as we wrap up, is, so the same shtickle Torah that we had when it came to the mitzvah of Mila, is that you have two brachos, two birchas on mitzvah, on one mitzvah. But yes, one is reflecting the Maisa mitzvah, one is reflecting the Chalosa mitzvah. When it comes to Minog Ashkenaz, not Sfar, but Minog Ashkenaz, so the fact that we make two brachos, and we always make two brachos on Tefillin Shel Rosh. I want to make that clear. Do we always make two brachos on Tefillin Shel Rosh? Always, because Yelaniak is going to Tefillin Shel Rosh, is reflecting the same exact concept. There's a bracha on the Maisa mitzvah, and then there's a bracha on a Chalos of a Karkafta Hamunach B'Tefillin. I see there are no questions. This is crystal clear. Yes, Sammy, what do you want to say?
Two questions, actually. The first one says no halakhic change by wearing the tefillin. But you
You're right, it's not a halakhic change, but these Gemaras are reflecting tefillin gives you a status of its Tiferes. Yes, there might be an impact on Ote Sobe Tifara. These are Agadic Gemaras, but they reflect you are a different Gavra when you Munach B'Tfilin Shel Rosh. Yes.
Okay, second thing. Why by Truma, which is a halakhic, an actual halakhic change, can't I say the bracha afterwards? Why am I saying one bracha?
Because
there is a halos.
Good question. Next to what?
There's no bracha of Kishalta.
What?
If we're splitting up the pasuk, then the bracha of kishaltim is not the tefillin shalosh. So why am I saying lahaniach on the shalosh if the entire?
Again, because at the end of the day, the bracha is we know we paskin la halacha, not like Rabbeinu Eliyahu. We paskin the bracha is lahaniach, and v'hayu also partakes that requires a hanach.
But we're splitting the pasuk.
What I'm saying is that there's the lahaniach. Now there's the notion of ukshartim. You could argue that the kishaltim is going on both. But the notion of a Maisa Mitzah is also, again, according to Chachmei Ashkenaz, is also going on the Shel Rosh, but you have an additional kiyum of this Chalos. Yes, Netani?
Yeah. The actual, like,
Hiduk. Because at the end of the day, that's the Hiduk is just the way to achieve the Hanach.
I know, but then why would the
brush? No, it's over once you did the Hiduk. But the real mitzvah is the, you know, right now,
the Maisa Mitzvah
is to be fastened on your arm.
Okay, but then the Maisa Mitzvah is actually fastened on your arm.
Okay, but that's called Lahaniach. That's called Lahaniach. That means to place. Shmuel Yaakov.
The Vav in Vihayu would.